You're listening to John and Raheel with Dell on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by BestHotelRates.com. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Raheel with Dell.
Welcome back. John, Raheel, and Tyler with you here on ESPN 97.5. We're happy to be joined by our county judge. Lena Hidalgo is joining us here on the show. We appreciate you joining us, Judge. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you for having me.
Well, I can't even imagine, because your job can't be, I would imagine it's the difficulty level is 100 on your job, but what about the difficulty level when with COVID-19? How much did that kick up the difficulty of what you have to do?
You know, in some ways, I came into office about a year ago, and since then, I think the second day in office, we had a heavy rain. We've had three floods, three chemical fires, now this. You know, we're a large community. Things are bound to happen, but this is unlike anything anybody has ever seen, you know, and we're facing it the world over. So, of course, it's a huge challenge, but there's also something uniting about it that all of us are empowered and have a role to play in this disaster. This is not just about the first responders or the emergency management. It's not only about the doctors. It's about all of us and how, you know, because of what each person in this community has done, because we took actions early on, our curve is flattening. We've done better than communities like this one. And we've saved, Rice University researchers say, over 4,500 lives. Now, we're not out of the woods. We need folks to continue to stay home because the curve is flat. It's not yet reached its peak. But I mean, it's amazing. We pull together just like we pull for our sports teams. We pull for our communities. We pull for each other. And it shows.
Yeah, it's been really cool to see the communities come together. And there's been a lot of positive stories as well coming out of this. But when we were early in this, Judge, how tough was it to make some of these decisions? Because you are one, you listen to the community, you're listening to advisors around you. How hard was it to put in certain orders when it was so early and I don't think the public understood what was at stake?
Look, it's obviously, and of course, difficult knowing what the impact is going to be. We knew that this was going to have dire economic consequences from, you know, the very initial measures to the stay home, work safe order. But we knew it was the only way forward. I mean, unfortunately, in this country, we haven't had enough testing. We finally are catching up. But early on, the only tool we had was this blunt tool of shutting everything down because we didn't have enough testing to isolate the folks who were sick so everybody else could go to work like they've done in other countries. So it really left us no choice. And you talk to the doctors, you talk to the statisticians, and, you know, you just got to do what the math and the science tells us. The benefit of it is if we do this, the faster we'll hit the peak, the faster we'll come back down. We're now developing these better tools as the testing is catching up, and then that will help get the economy back on track faster. I mean, what we've done will help us get out of this quicker, whereas if we hadn't, it would have been extended. We still see, you know, New York much deeper in the thick of this, other countries where the impact has been worse, it's taken longer, and so that's why we're in good time to continue to dig deep and just see it through to the end of at least this peak and stay smart, stay ahead, you know, like anything. This is a race to stay healthy, to get things back on track and get moving.
Absolutely. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo with us here on ESPN 975. Now, while everyone is at home, Judge, there's a lot of free time. There's a lot of time to actually do some good in the community by filling out the 2020 census. And it's so important because everything that is going to be decided for the next 10 years on a federal level in terms of funding for community programs is decided by what we do now, right?
Yes, look, our public health departments are supposed to be receiving allocations from this big, you know, stimulus package, federal package that's gone through hundreds of millions of dollars for local governments. That money is assigned based on census tracts. And so, you know, I know I'm talking to sports fans. We're all competitive. We've got a lot of community pride. And right now, there is a way for us to compete with the census. because we're a huge community, we're a diverse community, and if we don't count everybody in this community, we're not going to get the money we deserve and we need for schools, for roads, for healthcare, for recovery from COVID. So, you know, it may be Houston's bigger than Chicago. Let's prove it. It may be Harris County is bigger than other counties. You know, we're actually, you know, the second largest county, the third largest city as far as Houston is. And we also deserve these resources that the census will distribute. So right now we need folks to check out that census mailer everybody's received, to go to my2020census.gov, fill it out, takes about 5 minutes. I mean, depending how many people live in your household, it could take 2 minutes, could take, you know, 10 at most. And we need these resources. We need to make sure everybody makes themselves counted.
Yeah, and there's more than $675 billion that are spent in local communities. So this is going to be impacting that a lot. And also, here's the other thing. Look, I grew up, when I moved to the country, I moved from Pakistan, and I only had a Social Security card. So you're always worried as a family, like, if you fill this out, what's going to happen, right? Am I going to get deported? That's not the case with the census. And I really want to drive that point home with you, is that all the data that you fill out, it's private. They cannot, you know, like, there's no fear that something bad might come of this.
That's right. I mentioned the census is quick. Couldn't be more important, because it's the last chance we'll have until 2030, right, for the next 10 years to represent our community. But also, it's safe. The data is protected by federal law. Folks could go to prison for sharing anything. So basically, you respond to the census. The data is aggregated. It is going to ask you, you know, how many people there, how old are they, it's going to ask names. But that data is all aggregated. By law, it is protected. And, you know, political boundaries are drawn due to census. I said a COVID recovery in the hundreds of millions, but federally, just generally, it's billions, as you said, with a B, in terms of billions of dollars that will be distributed. If we don't make ourselves counted, we won't get those dollars, and you can be sure we need them. So that's something else that we can do. I mean, it's amazing how much power each of us as individuals has during this time.
The other thing with this, I didn't know that the census data also impacts redistricting. I didn't know that was the case, but that's also at stake right now. Census data, you know, by state officials, they can help use this data to redraw boundaries of congressional and state legislative districts.
Yes, and they will. So, you know, once the census counts are in, they're going to be redrawn, and roughly you need to have, you know, roughly the same population across these districts. And so, you know, if there's a community, if there's an area that doesn't respond, they will be undercounted. They will be underrepresented. Even the boundaries for commissioners' precincts will be redrawn. You know, this is something that happens every 10 years. It's a fascinating time. And it's a time where we can make a difference. Look, I wish we could be watching Rockets playoff basketball right now, that we were watching the Cougs or whatever. But look, there are things that can keep us busy. First of all, staying home, and then filling out that census. It's for you. It's for your family, for your community.
How many?
2020census.gov, sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. Aren't we? Don't we have just a small percentage that have filled out the census so far? And how do we spread the word, other than like this, but how are we getting the word out to make sure that we do get as many people as possible?
Yeah, so we're definitely not leaving it to chance. We have invested an unprecedented amount in Harris County and in the city of Houston this year toward the census. I think combined it's at least $4 or $5 million, which should pay for itself, because of the, you know, the last census we were undercounted, that cost us tens of millions, if not more. And so right now, we are doing better, obviously, than we would have been if we hadn't gotten this investment. We're still a little behind. So Harris County, 45.7% of people have been counted. That's compared to 46% in Texas and slightly over 50 nationally. So, you know, we got to do better. Harris County's harder to count than other areas because we're so diverse. We got a lot of renters, a lot of young people, a lot of older people, you know, basically what these hard-to-count communities. But look, we used to have canvassers, now we have phone bankers. We've got targeted ads. We've got smart data people and communications people tailoring messages to the census tracts that are undercounted. I mean, we are throwing everything we've got at this. But we need everybody's help. And, you know, tell your family, tell your network. This is a serious thing. And it's just a huge way to help. And we need to stay. It is a competition. I mean, there's finite resources, and we need to get them to Harris County.
Neat. Well, you're doing
huge.
A heck of a job.
That is absolutely huge.
Yeah, you're doing a heck of a job, Judge. I know this must be an incredible time for. Yeah, you've had a lot of tragedies already in your brief time, haven't you? I mean, more than a lot of elected officials will have in a lifetime.
Yeah, but you know, everyone's pulled together each time, and we've learned from it. I mean, the disaster we had last year with the fire, we could all see the plume all across the county. We've been able to really update our environmental policies, make sure that everybody's playing by the rules, right? That you don't have some companies getting off easy while everybody else is doing their job. And, you know, with this, I think everyone's just pulling together. We know how to do that. That's why we're good. That's why we're strong. That's why we're also faithful to our teams. You know, it's just part of our spirit, which is beautiful. And we gotta build on that.
And how Absolutely. Are our stadiums holding up now with nobody in them? What's that take to keep the upkeep of those stadiums when nobody's playing right now?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's certainly, you know, it's not the best sight, but you can bet we're just wishing for the day we can open those doors back up and those first games back, and we're making sure that we're ready for the fans. I mean, the other thing we're bidding for is the World Cup. So Houston's in the running. And it would be in Harris County's NRG Stadium for us to host the 2026 World Cup. And so I'm hoping also, you know, we get out of COVID stronger, they may be in a better position, you know, to compete. It just generally, we've put out a great bid. I'm a big soccer fan. That's my favorite sport to watch. And so it would be just thrilling to have that World Cup. So we've got our eyes on that prize as well.
We got Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo. Anything else you want to add, Judge, before we let you go? I know you've got a busy schedule, so thank you for joining us. But anything else you want to add before we let you out?
Yes, we have several testing sites across Harris County and Houston. They're all free. And so if anybody feels they may have the virus, whether or not you have symptoms, visit readyharris.org. There's all kinds of resources on there, from mental health line to where you can report violations of the order to signing up for testing. So make sure you do that, readyharris.org, for all of those resources.
All right. That is perfect. Thank you so much for the resources. Don't forget to fill out your census, everyone, 2020census.gov. Judge Hidalgo, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you so much.
All right, there she is, Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo, right here on ESPN 97.5. And again, don't forget to fill out your census, people. You can actually impact the future of our community. 2020census.gov. Once again, a big thanks to Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo for joining us. We'll be right back on ESPN 97.5.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate,